Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective, and this morning I'm here with Ellen Thacker, the Executive Director of the Peninsula SPCA. How are you today, Ellen?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, thank you for coming in this morning. It's kind of cold out there. Thankfully, all the snow is getting out of the way.
It's trying.
So we're here to talk about mainly the 11th annual fur ball that's coming up. But before we get into the details of that, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what is the Peninsula SPCA?
Sure. The Peninsula SPCA is an animal welfare organization shelter that's actually been in existence on the peninsula, serving the animals of Hampton, Newport News, York County, and Pocosin really since the 70s, the 1970s. And in 2015, our board made a decision to transition our operating model to be an adoption guarantee shelter, or what a lot of people call a no-kill shelter.
Okay.
And since then, we've really tried very hard to deploy all of our assets to making sure that we're helping animals find good homes. We're helping to teach children and adults about animal welfare issues mm-hmm. in our community. And we've also done a great thing, I think, in opening a low-cost vaccination clinic in our community to help all of our pet parents on the peninsula be able to afford basic vaccinations and services for their pets.
That's awesome. So I know you guys have a bunch of events that you do, every year.
We do.
Specifically, the Fur Ball. What is this year's theme for the Fur Ball?
Well, this year's theme for the Fur Ball is an evening in Paris, and we're very excited about that because as we have said in the past, we think of the Fur Ball as the peninsula's best winter party, because this is a time of the year when you're after the holidays, yeah. It gets cold, like today there's snow on the ground, and you're thinking, what do I need? I need to cheer myself up. I need something fun to go to. Mm-hmm. So we came up with the idea of Fur Ball, which is not just a typical sort of formal evening fundraiser type of thing, but we also add the wonderful experience of encouraging our guests to bring their pets to the
evening. That's awesome. I always look forward to this event every single year, specifically seeing the pet parade that happens at the Fur Ball. So when and where does it take place this year?
This year, the Fur Ball is taking place on February 17th. It's a Saturday night.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Newport News City Center Marriott. We were there last year also and had a great experience. The Marriott was very accommodating, mm-hmm. not only to our human guests, but also our many pet guests, and it was a lot of fun.
And what can attendees expect?
Well, attendees can expect the usual things, fun things like a adult beverages, mm-hmm. A silent and live auction event,
okay.
a wonderful dinner prepared by Chef Durante, who has been working very diligently to come up with a Paris French-themed dinner menu.
French cuisine.
Oh, it's very, I'm going to tell you, it's very exciting. We actually got a little taste test this year, and it is fabulous. Yeah.
Nice.
So in addition to that, and then, of course, as you said, the pet parade, which kicks it all off after our silent auction and our introductory hour or so of the event, we encourage all of our pet attendees to come and march down the center of the event room and be introduced with their pet parents. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, is the event black tie optional?
It is black tie optional, and okay. It's very interesting because I think that's part of the fun is that even though you don't have to, a lot of our guests really look forward to the opportunity to be able to dress in their fanciest.
Yeah, I love doing that. It's
great.
Rarely see my husband wear like a suit or like a tie or anything, so I'm like every year I get to see him dress up, look clean.
Yes, everybody gets dressed up, and I think the fun part is
the pets too.
That's it, and it's a little more inspirational to wear your fancy clothes when you can dress up your pet in matching fancy clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what kind of items will you have for the auctions?
Oh, for the auction, for the silent auction, we usually have a huge selection of things, anywhere from collectible items to some artwork to jewelry to things that anything that members of our community can donate mm-hmm. on our behalf. That's a lot of fun. For the live auction this year, our star live auction prize is going to be actually a trip to Paris in line with our theme. We also have things like beach house vacation trips. We have Redskins tickets. That's a wonderful thing. Other sports memorabilia. We're working on, I think we're going to be having a fishing trip, a cobia fishing trip mm-hmm. out in the Chesapeake Bay. So just lots of fun things, not only just things, but activities that people would enjoy.
Now, are there any other highlights about the night?
I think in addition to the food and the auction items, the pets there, we will have just a wonderful gathering of like-minded people on the peninsula, mm-hmm. people who love their animals, people who want to do good for the SPCA. As you know, we are now completely self-supporting. We don't receive any taxpayer city-funded monies. And so these events, the Fur Ball being our primary fundraising event, so critical to us and helping ensure that we can continue to do the things that we do for the animals.
Now, do you have a photographer there or photo booths or anything like that?
We do. We will have both a formal pet photographer who will be able to do more formal portraits. And then we have a photo booth where guests can come and just get into the booth with their friends and their pets and just take some great souvenir photos. So yeah, that's another fun thing that happens at the Fur Ball.
So your event is unique because you encourage guests to bring their pets. You don't hear about many events, you know, that benefit animals and welfare of animals, right, where you can bring your pet.
Right.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about why you decided to do that?
I can. I think the decision to do that was just when we were thinking about what could we do to provide the community with a fun event, a fundraiser for the SPCA that would really be in line with what we're about. And what we're about is, you know, I don't know if you know, but our motto, our new model is pets change people. Mm-hmm. And we truly believe that. And that was a big part of the reason why we transitioned to the adoption guarantee, because I personally and so many of us have seen examples of people whose lives were transformed, who were made better by the love of a companion animal. Just it's such an important part of who we are as a community and as a society. And so we thought, you know, it would probably not seem right if we had our big fundraising event and got together if we didn't have our companion animals with us. So
yes,
that's why we decided Fur Ball should be for everybody, people and their pets.
So I saw that you have some new spokes pets this year.
We do. We have every year, as you know, one of our auction items is actually to bid on the spokes pet position for the year ahead. And this year we have actually three spokes pets. They are Louie, Nala, and Charlie Lawson. They are the beloved pets of Mr. and Mrs. John Lawson of Newport News.
So what does their job consist of during the night?
Yeah. Well, they are the stars of the show, so okay, they will definitely lead the parade, the pet parade. Their photographs, if you have, I don't know if you've seen our invitation, mm-hmm, it just went out in the mail, and their photographs grace the cover of our invitation. and they really, their pictures are everywhere, and they are, you know, sort of this year's examples of how pets do change people and how pets have enriched the lives of the family who love them. So they're our stars.
So I know you're very accommodating for the people you have. You food, the drinks,
yes,
whatnot.
Yes.
What about for the pets? What kind of things?
We have a great setup for our pets also. And because they are the stars of the evening, we have a martini bar. That is sort of like a little refreshment bar, mm-hmm, snacks and things for our pets. All of our pets, if the owners so choose, are assigned a caretaker during the night. So when you
That's
come
nice.
With your pet, yeah, we have volunteers who have been trained to and who naturally just love animals. So they will take your pet. They will mm-hmm. make sure your pet gets potty breaks and snacks and whatever it is that you want your pet to have or whatever during the course of the evening. They'll bring your pet back to you, to your table, and take them for their break. So it's just, like I said, everything is about doting on the animals mm-hmm. as well as the people that night. It's a lot of fun.
So what is your goal this year?
Our goal this year, it's pretty lofty goal, but we're hoping to raise $150,000 for the animals. Like I said, this is our biggest fundraiser during the course of the year for the Peninsula SPCA. Mm-hmm. And so it's so critical that we get, you know, that we have good participation. Our sponsors are another critical part of the event. You know, they sponsor the event. It's not just a matter of, you know, selling tickets or whatnot, but we wouldn't be able to do what we do without our terrific community sponsors. That $150,000 goal is really just very much key to making sure that we have what we need for the rest of the whole year mm-hmm. to take care of our animals.
Now, how do listeners get tickets if they're interested?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website. They can go to, which is www.peninsulaspca.org. And you can go there and see on our front page for the website. It'll direct you to the tab where you can go and purchase tickets. You could call our events marketing director, Megan Steele, you could call her at the shelter. Phone number is 757-595-1399 and ask for Megan. Or you could email Megan at megan@peninsulaspca.org.
Now, how much are tickets?
Pet tickets for the event are $45, mm-hmm. and the human tickets are $140 each.
Okay.
Now, we also have other pricing for full tables. We will
maybe
be selling
companies or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
Would like
and this year, we'll be selling tables of 8 as well as tables of 10.
So if someone can't attend, but they would like to make a donation, they can visit your website. They can contact Megan to do all of that, correct?
Absolutely. We would appreciate any support that we get for the Fur Ball. And like I said, like you just said, if you can't attend and join us, we wish you could. But if you'd like to support us, you can go to the website and make a donation for Fur Ball.
And for the live and silent auctions, are you still accepting donations?
Oh, we absolutely are. And we appreciate it very much. Again, Megan is the person to contact at our shelter. She's putting together all of the packages and information on auction items, and would be delighted to get any contributions for auction items.
Another question I have, all of your sponsors, can they be found on your website?
They can. Our sponsors, we try to make sure that everybody is well aware of all the wonderful companies on the peninsula and beyond that support the Peninsula SPCA. So you can go to our website and you can see them. They will also be highlighted in our event program. Mm-hmm. And we just try to make sure that everybody in the community is aware of who supports the SPCA and how grateful we are for that.
And again, I'm just going to run down things for you if you're just tuning in right now. Ellen Thacker, the executive director, is here with me this morning talking about the Peninsula SPCA's 11th annual Fur Ball Gala that's happening February 17th at the Newport News Marriott. Tickets are on sale right now, $140 a person, $45 per pet. If you want any more info, you can visit www.peninsulaspca.org or contact Megan Steele at 757-595-1399 extension 109. Now, Ellen, is there anything else you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
Well, I would like the opportunity to thank everybody in Hampton Roads for the support they've given the Peninsula SPCA over the past year. As I said, we absolutely could not open our doors every day without our volunteers, without our wonderful staff, and without the help of everyone in the community who is trying very hard and diligently to make sure that we can achieve an adoption guarantee area for all of Hampton Roads and for the peninsula. So that's our goal. We want to make sure that all of the animals in our care find good homes, and we're just very grateful for everyone who helps us do that.
Well, thank you for coming in today. And also, to make it easy for you listening right now, you can text the word Paris to 757-104. Everything that we just talked about will get sent straight to your phone in a link. You can listen to the interview again. Please share it, and we hope to see you there.